You don't want it. You want it. Ready? Okay. If you're going to go out, if you're going to go out in, on the astral, you know, what's the astral? The astral is thinking about things that haven't happened or remembering things that happened. You know, that's pretty astral, you know. And there's other spaces, I suppose, you know, but those are easy ones to understand. If you're going to go in the astral, you have to, or if you're going to help someone, if you want to do, like if you want to do healing work on somebody, you know, or just think good thoughts, you know, this is always a good thing to do no matter what you're doing in your life, because it'll make you feel better. It'll make you, you know, brighter, you know, so that people, when they see you, will get a positive hit, you know, that kind of thing, when you help others by just being that way, you know. So the first thing you do is, you know, you imagine, you know what that imagine, you imagine or visualize, you know, visualization. Well, you know, like that's, maybe that takes a lot of practice to do that, but maybe you can use the vision. Who knows? I don't know who you are. And or, you know, or you can just say with your mind, because that sets up a certain, you know, molecular frequency if you just think it, because these little things shake and that's a frequency. So you can just think in your mind, you know, from the top of my head to the infinite source without name. It's so amazingly big and powerful and good, and you can't name it, because that would limit it, you know. So from the top of my head, I'm connecting, I'm hooking up to that, you know. And you can make people use silver lines, they use electromagnetic energy, they use all kinds of, you make up your own, you know, if you want, you know, like just, but what you are is you're connected to that source. If you think it, you know, why shouldn't you be, you know? And so then on that connection, you don't get bad information. It's not going to go tell you to hurt somebody or do something you wouldn't do. It's like a really positive connection, you know. And so only the right information comes through that, you know. That's and all you have to do is say hooking up, you know, and that, you know, pops into your mind what's happened, you know. And it's really, you know, okay, so now you're getting good information, you know. And then the next thing you do is, like, you're out there in the astral, you want to be grounded. You want to be here in the present. You don't want to just space out, because you want to be able to get back to what seems to be normal, you know. I mean, what we go through, you know, if you have to wash the clothes, you know, you know, that has to be done. It really does. And so you know, like you ground from, and so you imagine, I'm imagining, or you know, visualize, you know, like, you know, like you put up a picture of what you want. That's, you can use that to visualize. Or you can just say with your mind, because that makes a molecular force, you know. You can just say, I'm grounding from the base of my spine to the center of the earth to keep me in the present. Yeah, the present is where the magic show is, you know. It's like, you know, where everything happens, you know. The more you're in the present, the more you'll see, the more you'll understand, you know. If you're tripping out in the future, thinking what's going to happen, and tripping in the past, thinking of what did happen, you know, that really limits your time in the present. So you're grounded, you know, and, you know, like, it's good for stage fright, it's good for performance anxiety, it's really good to do that. So you're hooked up and getting good information, and you're grounded in the present where, you know, the action's taking place, you know, so to speak. I mean, you know, I would want something better, but this seems to be what's happening, you know, like, and it just seems to be going on. Okay, the third thing you want to do, this is real simple. Just picture or imagine, visualize, or just say in your mind, you know, I'm protecting myself. I'm going into a magic sphere. You know, you don't have to use the word magic if it sounds flaky. You know, I'm going into this sphere of white, and you know, that's enough, you know. And because white is all colors, and colors are like food for the soul. And so you pull a color you need. If you need to be a little brave, you pull some red. If you need to be a little smart, you pull some yellow. You know, if you need some personal growth, you pull some green, that kind of thing. But it's all, you know, you can mix up colors and you can, you know, have a good time doing that. But anyway, if you use white, it's the color of perfection. It's the color of protection. You know, it's good. Whenever you don't know what to use white. You know, surround yourself in a perfect sphere of white, or it doesn't have to be a perfect sphere. It can be an egg or, you know, anything you imagine, you know. But anyway, so you're hooked up, getting good information. You're grounded in the present. That's where it's happening, and you're protected. So, you know, whatever you let into that sphere, you let in by thinking it. You know, there's somebody in the street, you know, oh my God, I do have to give them a quarter. You know, you let that into your sphere, into, you know, that's, you know, or some people are more forceful and will enter your sphere. Well, this is sort of like, you know, like we'll keep everything out that you don't want in there, you know. But, you know, I always forget, and pretty soon I'm just interacting normally.